So what on earth is season 4 of You? Like, what was that? Except for the last few episodes, like episodes 7 to 10. What was season 4? Hi friends, this is your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Guys, I'm finally back to review the second half of the You series. It took me a while. I was going to do part one, which I posted last week, and then it was going to be part two this week, but I had to change things around, put my Matters little podcast out beforehand and do next week, which is now this week when you're listening to it, the 21st, for part two, because season 4 took your girl a long time to watch. A long time to watch. And I was told by people that watch you that season 4 is not the best season, and I completely agree with them completely. Just letting you guys know, if you listen to part 1, it was almost or exactly 2 hours long. This is gonna be a long one too, because I'm talking to talk about season 4, season 5, my overall thoughts, the girls of You, like Joe's love interest, how many people Joe has killed, what charges he would have gotten in total, and my overall thoughts, the acting, everything like that. So let's get started. I'm not gonna make season 4 is too long, because to be honest, so season 4, I'm going to say season 4 episodes, season 4 episode 1 to 6 took me a very long time to watch, and is that because it was in the UK. I love that it was in the UK. I love Europe. I want to go travel there. Of course, Joe has a different name. We'll get to that in a bit. It was different in the sense of, it was like you're playing Cluedo. Like, who's the murderer? It was like a mystery. I love mysteries. Like, who is killing these rich people? And from the very beginning, I'm like, it's you, Joe. Don't mess with us. We know it's you. Don't, like, it's gonna be something. And while watching this whole series, and like getting to like season 4, I was like, when is his psyche gonna mess up with him? Like, when is he gonna get haunted by the people that he killed, because he killed a lot of people? Like, because that messes with your brain, that messes with your psyche, you get messed up. We'll talk about that more too, as well, about season 5, the last season. And I'm like, this dude is like, la la la, my life's normal. Like, he takes killing as a hobby. So let's get into season 4. So just like season 2, where we're in, we are in a new location. Season 1, the Big Apple. Season 2 and 3, California. Season 4, London. And for me, talking about these
first four seasons, it was great to be like, oh, here is the Big Apple, one of my favorite cities in the world. And then we get to California, a place that I want to visit pretty as well. And then we go to London, another place that I want to visit as well. And I'm like, oh, we get to see these other places. Love that. Love that so much. Love the different atmosphere. And to start off with season in general, it had two parts. It had part one and part two, and I believe this is the first one that it first season and only season that it did parts, like part one and part two, meaning season, the first half of the season premiered, and then the second half. So, and I'll tell you how it went. Episodes 1 to 5. Aired, and then 6 to 10 aired. So, 50, half and half. What I would actually have done was 1 to 6. Hashtag the like, oh my gosh, this is taking me forever to watch this season, right? And then 7 to 10, like, oh, finally, we're getting something. But they wanted to, I guess, split it in half. Evilly. Okay. So this book, like I said before, like the first book, You, is the first of Caroline, of the showrunner. That pretty much was the first book, was the first season. Second season was hidden, was from the book Hidden Bodies, and that was seasons 2 and 3, and that revolved love. The third season, I know when season 3 happened, she only had the first two books, so Netflix did its own thing for season 4, and then later on, that book came out, and that book was called You Love Me. And I remembered hearing about how, you know, Joe got locked up into jail, like, got into jail, and then got out of jail because of Love's family. So he was in jail, but got out of jail. And then the last book, and I'm... and this came out in, You Love Me came out on the 6th of April, 2021. And season 4, season 4 came out on Netflix originally. In 2023, in split parts, so they kind of took some from You Plus Me and then add some stuff, and then the final book, which is called
for you and only you.
They took some of the things from that for season 5. But the ending for Joe in the book, for her final book, he does not, spoiler alert, because I'm going to get there. It's not the same ending. In the TV show, he ends up going to jail, finally, and gets convicted on all the things he has done. In the book, what I've seen in other YouTubers' videos, people that read the book, I'm not reading the book, because what I've heard about the book series, because what I heard is, like, he's even worse in the book, and I'm like, I already hate him. I will hate him more. No, I'm not doing that. That he goes away, escapes, goes to another location, finds another girl to obsess with, and continues to go with her. We don't know if she finds out that he's a serial killer or if that girl ends up dead or dying or not. It's for your imagination to figure out if this girl lives or not. And from hearing that, I'm like, I like the TVN version better. And we will get to that when we get to season 5. So now, let's go to season 4. So, for me in general, I am fine, and I am perfectly okay with a mystery show. I'm fine with it. I can watch it. I'm okay with it. My issue was, who done it? Guess who's gonna try to solve the murder of who killed these rich people? The serial killer. And for me, I'm like, I know it was you. I know you had something to deal with it. I know you're hiding it. I know it's you. I don't know how you compartmentalize Joe to, like, separate, like, things are normal. By the way, this is going to be spoilers. This whole you thing, recap, part 1 and 2 are all spoilers. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you roll. Okay. So, Joe, in this season of You, is not called Joe. Of course he's not. Because at the end of season 3, he killed Love, framed her for everything, cut off his toes, made it seem like Love killed him as well, and faked his own death. Faked his own death and put it on Love. And he does that a lot where he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna kill someone, and then blames it on them. So, like, you can't, no one goes to jail for it, because the person that he blamed is in jail, or if he really hates that person, he is like, oh yeah, that person is alive. That person is alive. So I'm just gonna blame it on that person who is alive, because I hate them. Terrible, terrible dude. Hate him. As we all know, Joe is a big fan of books, reading, literature, Mr. Left Brain. So, he is a university professor, and his name is Jonathan Moore. And I don't even...
Let's pause right here for a second, my friends. This dude has been, his name has been Will. His name has been Jonathan. His actual name is Joe. My thing is, how are you, like, with all these aliases, like, how do you know, oh yeah, this person is talking to me. Like, how are you, like that, be like, oh yeah, that's my name. So pretty much, again, there's a group of rich socialites, and that specific group gets targeted, and a lot of the people in that group gets murdered. One of the girls that gets murdered. One of the first people to get murdered is Malcolm, who is a literature teacher who's into drugs and who lives across up the flat across Joe, and he is dating Kate. Kate is going to be a big part of this season and also next season, and I like how, like, oh, we're having, like, oh, two of the same girls, like, in two seasons. Like, in season 2 and 3, we had Love. 4 and 5, we have Kate. So Malcolm, he's the first person dead. Joe sees him at his dining table, and he's like, Malcolm, what are you doing here? Who brought me there? And then he's getting cryptic message being like, oh, I know it's you, Joe. And this person knows who he is, knows what he's done, is trying to put it on Joe, get Joe out of the hiding. Joe also kills other people in this group. One is Simon, who is an artist, aspiring artist, and he takes every prodigy he has and uses their work and sell it as his own and doesn't give them credit. So he ends up dying because of that. And we have Gemma, who is a socialite. She's very snobbish. And she ends up dying because pretty much she's like, oh, Joe, you're the one killing our friends. You're the one doing this. You're the one attacking us. You're the one doing that. So she died because she was getting too close. And then I'm just going to fast forward because it's a lot of Joe figuring it out. Not figuring out, like, trying to figure out who's done it. When I'm like, I know who done it. You did it. Like, this is stupid. And I'm going to tell you how I would rewrite season 4 too. And then we get to know Kate a bit. She's rich. Her dad's a horrible person. He tries to get whatever he wants, and if he doesn't do it, he will kill them. So he's like Joe, pretty much. And she wants nothing to do with her dad. Joe and Kate have a little, have a romance. A couple months, like, later on in the series, and they get very, very close, to the point, another spoiler, in season 5, they end up getting married. Phoebe, she is, or as a lot of people call her, Queen Phoebe. She's so sweet. She's the sweetest girl ever. She is one of my favorite people in season 4. She's so sweet. The only issue that I have with Phoebe is her boyfriend. She is dating Adam, who's an aristocrat and is really bad at his money to the point that he's broke. And he gets to the point that, like, he's so broke that he's like, oh, Phoebe, or as a lot of people call her, Lady Phoebe, who's very kind-hearted. And she's also best friends with Kate, by the way. Lovely girl. How nice she is reminds me of how I am. Is like, oh, I'm gonna marry Phoebe, take control of her money, fix it on my side, my money problems, and so, aka use Phoebe because of her money, and that's terrible. Stop using people. Like, don't be with people, fix your own stuff. Like, you are wealthy. Use your money properly. Come on now. So we have Reese, who's an Arthur. And we find out that, like, not, I will explain it later, that it's season, like, at episode 6-ish, that he's the one tormenting Joe, in quotation marks. Like, he's the one, like, telling Joe what to do. But it's not, like, what it seems at all. And what actually happened, and we find it, technically, if you watched it when it aired, it would have been it would be episode 7. And what I put in my notes for episode 7 was, Joe is pure evil. So what we see in episode 7, and we've gotten, like, one episode before where we get, like, a female narrating, and pretty much I left this bit out, but I'm gonna put it in right now. Joe at the beginning of the season, minus the, like, trying to find out who killed these rich folks and stuff like that, was trying to find Marianne from last season, the one, the librarian from the library from last season. He hunts her down. And when we originally saw this, it was like, he hunts her down, finds her, lets her go. What actually happened, and this is where I'm like, I also put, like, this is perfect. We see how your psyche gets messed up when you do terrible things. And why I said season 7 to the end of season 4 is amazing is he continues to stalk her. Follow her, doesn't leave her alone, doesn't let her go on the train. Knocks her out like he does with everybody, leaves her in a cage. Brings her food occasionally, starves her to death, won't let her go. And Marianne's like, my daughter, can I be let go? I won't tell anyone. You know, trying to get his humanity and be like, yes, I'll let you go. He's, you know, anything, any way to, he does it. And
He constantly to her is like, I'm not Joe. Who's Joe? I'm not Joe. It has become a heck. Oh my gosh, I don't want to mess this reference name down. Heckle and Clyde. Hold on 1 second. I'm messing up this. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I don't know what my brain was thinking. Sorry. A lot of episodes of being angry. And I was like, when I wrote this out, I was like, Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And now I'm like, ugh. Okay. Like I said, he has become Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's compartmentalizing. He doesn't remember who he killed, who he has not killed, what's real, what's fake, everything like that. We see everything through Marianne's perspective. Joe is fixated because, again, he's into books, he's into people that are into literature, stuff like that, which is why being a literature teacher in a college is perfect for him. He is reading this book from Reese, and he's so that he has made his Mr. Hyde. That's his Mr. Hyde, Reese, who's an actual person. And when Reese appears to him, he's like, I see him, he's there, you're real. And he's like, no, I'm in your mind. And he's like, oh, I've been videotaping things. And he sees, like, oh, you are in my mind. He finally figures out, oh, yeah, you are. Am I a monster? What's happened to me? Da 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 da. To the point that Reese, or the Mr. Hyde, is like, you need to save Marianne. And he was like, where's Marianne? I let her go. He's like, nope. Marianne's in the cage. He's like, where's the cage? Like, where did I put it? He's like, I don't know. Think about it. It's like, I don't know. Like, I blocked that out. So to the point that, like, he's blocking things out, or the Mr. Hyde of him is blocking things out for him to not be like, he's not accepting that he's a monster. He's the issue. He's not taking responsibility. He's letting the monster part of him, like, block out everything. Like, truly a monster, to the point that, like, he's blacking out. I am going to talk about Nadia in a minute, because I know a lot of people care about Nadia, and I do care about Nadia as well. I'm just going to go in my notes first. So, he's talking episode 8. I love episode 8. My favorite episode as season 4 episode 8 of the season is season 4 episode 8. I have another episode in episode 5. A couple episodes in episode 5, and I'll tell you them when I get to them, that I love as well. So episode 8. Joe's hallucinating. He's trying to not hear Mr. Clyde. So he takes drugs to dissociate, to not think about it, to not be there,
to not hear Mr. Clyde to the point that he ends up killing someone, doesn't remember how he did it, because again, he blew up Mr. Hyde, so he doesn't get any like dialogue from him. So when he kills someone, he's like, again, he's been disassociating. It's the same as when he was disassociating before and he killed all those people. He disassociated, he killed them, done. There was a part of the series where he met Kate's dad, and Kate's dad doesn't like the real Reese. So Joe, thinking that Reese is an actual person that's talking to him, goes to that Reese's place, kills him because he thinks that he's the person that's doing it, and it's actually that Reese doesn't know him at all. So he killed an innocent man for no reason. And then later on, he kills Kate's dad because he's a murderer. But my favorite part of episode 8, again, like I said, Joe's hallucinating. He took the drugs to quiet Mr. Hyde down, and during like the overdose of drugs, he is haunted, which is what I said. Why is this dude not being tormented by the people he killed, or at least the women that he killed? Why isn't he doing that? And episode 8 of season 4 did that for me. He's hallucinating. Beck, first girlfriend that we see in the season, comes. Be like, Joe, why you did this? Torments him. It's like, oh, here's the key. Never mind. This is what happens. You want the key? Here's the key. Next girlfriend. Love. Oh, we're perfect. Da-da-da-da-da. So be like, oh, so I was worth killing? No, you were just, no, so were you. Next, Candace. I loved it. Best episode of season 4. Best episode. Hands down. Best episode. Loved it so much. Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, so I messed it up. Sorry. I'm reading my notes wrong. So, episode 8, he finds out he's hallucinating. Sorry. And that he put Reese in his mind. Reese is not real. He killed all these people. He's a murderer. He's been disassociating. Episode 9 is my favorite episode. Everyone that he killed torment him. And this is what Joe needs. This is what I'm like. This dude has killed 23. Okay, if we're counting also season 5, he has killed 23 people in total in all 5 seasons. 23 people in total. And it's probably like 16 season 4, something like that. 16, 18, right, so something like that. It's season 4. And for him to not be tormented, was like shocking to me. I was like, how is this dude not, like, walking here and be like, what? Huh? Leave me alone. What? And we finally got an episode that he is being tormented by everyone. Goes left, like, when he's in distress, because, again, he took the drugs. Took the drugs to stop seeing Mr. Hyde. And he's seen all these. And because his brain is, like, slowed down, he slowed his brain. His brain can finally be like, okay, you can't suppress me. You have to deal with, like, you've killed these people. Feel something. Feel bad. He's like, oh no, you deserved it. Oh no, you were crazy. I'm like, no, you are not the victim, Joe. You are not the victim. So overall, season, my favorite episode, one of my favorites, episode, like, from watching season 1 to 4, my favorite episode of this series is season 4, episode 9. And I love also in this season, we got a female point of view again this season. And we have one more time in season 5. I like to hear Joe. I'm like, stop with all your BS. I know you're lying. You're a manipulator. Be quiet. Okay. And that. So in the last episode of season 10. When you start this episode. I wanted to mention this. Because I was like, oh. Love this episode. Loved it. Was ready to do the finale. Of this series, and I was like, okay, season 5 is not gonna be taking me as long. And when I started, and by the way, spoiler, every season of this show has 10 episodes. Season 4, episode 10, is called The Death of Jonathan Moore. So, meaning, Joe is going to go back to his original date. When I started this episode, I got this message. A trigger warning. And I was like, huh? Why am I getting a trigger warning? And it says, The following episode contains scenes of suicide, which some viewers may find troubling. If you or anyone is struggling, information and resources are available at, and I'll give you that as well, if you are struggling, www.wantotalkaboutit.com. And I was like, Joe, what did you do? I'm like, this a-hole. So what pretty much happens is, like I said, we've come out the most so far. We're still in season 4, okay? We've come out of my favorite episode ever. Joe getting tormented by everyone he killed. The best episode ever. Because he's been tormented, getting what he deserved. At a point, he deserves worse still. He deserves that and other things. He's like, oh, why am I still alive? Why am I still living? He's contemplating suicide. Which is why there is this warning, trigger warning. So, basically, before I get to Nadia, he pushes Mr. Hyde. Like, he ends up, like, in a, like, not in a river, but, like, shoot, I don't know what it's called. But, a seaside, like, there's, like, a, concrete, what's it called? So, it's a thing that separates you and the water, like, and then you can look over and see the water, the, like, ocean, pretty, that. So, pretty much, he goes there, pushes the evil out first, then jumps into the water, and he's like, what am I doing? I'm so stupid, da 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 da. He gets saved. So now, him, Jekyll, and Mr. Clyde have become one. He has accepted who he truly is, which I would say is a monster. And his fake ID is God. We'll get into more of that in a second for season 5. Nadia. Poor Nadia. Nadia has been trying to help Joe the whole season try to figure out who the killer is. The killer ends up being Joe, when Jekyll and Clyde become one. Rewind, before I start this, Nadia suspects is Joe. Because Nadia is like looking up, he's like, Mr. Moore is acting sus, looks him up, he has a secret this, that, and he's like, wait, Professor Moore looks like Joe. It's like, they're the same person. Because she's smart, right? This stuff out, finds out, oh my gosh, he's killed people, he's a serial killer, da 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 da. Again, at this point, Mr. Hyde's like, we have to be careful with this Nadia. We have to be careful with this Nadia. She's gonna rat us out. She's gonna rat us out. And again, like, of course, Mr. Hyde comes out, mercs. Okay, so I don't have to. So, her boyfriend, whose name is Elliot, and they're, again, like, they're, like, dating, they haven't made it official yet, does that. Nadia sees it. This is when, after Mr. Clyde, this is episode 10, Mr. Clyde and Jekyll become one, Joe frames her. I do not know why. Dude, you should have literally, you didn't like Adam, the American, like, playboy. And people were like, oh, but again, Adam got killed by Kate's dad, because Kate was like, oh, I wish, Adam's annoying, he's treating my best friend being horrible, got him killed for that. I'm like, she didn't ask you to kill him, she was just expressing her feelings. But like, for me, I was like, if Adam was still alive, I'd be like, you could stick and blame it on Adam, he treated Phoebe horribly. And I'm like, or if you had to blame it on someone, or blame it for someone else that was horrible in the front room. Like, there was another dude in the friend group that you hated. Blame it on him. Why are you blaming a poor Nadia? She didn't even do anything to you. She helped you the majority of the way. And now you ruined her career. her life, her, this is just, some spoilers for season 5, her parents spent so much money on her to help her get out. She never got out. And her mom was like, why didn't you say anything? Because she's terrified of you. Like, why would... You're just an evil monster. In general. And you ruined her life for no reason. And now... I am going to say... what I would change for season 4. Okay. The whole, like, whodunit, this, that, any other, gone. The second half of the season, aka seasons 6 to 10 is 1 to 5. I would start with Joe hallucinating, or at least like he's seeing stuff, like, okay, the dead bodies here and there. Like, we would start with like him following Marianne, and we would see him killing the other people as well, and you would see all of that happening, and we would also see how his psyche's going on, and like him getting tormented by his psyche. So pretty much some of what happened in the first 5, with the like the murder, and then the Marianne, have Marianne's perspective as well, have the hallucination. So pretty much I'm saying take those aspects from those parts of the first 5 episodes, and then all of episodes 6 to 10. That would be by season 4. And then have more of like how you're gonna take him down, and like, because when we get to season 5, it's 3 years later, and then like some, the like 3 years of Kate and Joe's marriage, and then season 5. That's how I would do season 4. For it to be better. And lastly, to finish season 4, Joe is pure evil, and he's like, you're gonna love me and I'm like, for protecting you, or be, and I'm like, no, you're evil, I'm not gonna love you. That's not love. That's just control, you manipulate. And we're gonna get to that in a second. Because Joe says that. He's like, oh, you're gonna love me, you know, because I protect people, women. I protect the damsel in distress. No. You're a sociopath. You need help. And that's season 4.